The Scoopla Show with Jules Zunn and Emma Freedman following everything hot today.
The Oscar.
The Academy Award.
The Oscar goes to...
These are the Oscars!
Well, we just spoke to Scoopla's man on the ground, John Cordwell, who's at Elton John's after party. So, Emmy's already delivered us Kylie Minogue, Ryan Quanten, Mike Myers, Cody Simpson, Gigi Hadid, but we gave him a mission to find the life of the party. Fresh from hosting E's Oscars red carpet, Kelly Osbourne.
Hi, Jules and Ed. How are you doing?
We're great, Kel. You did host the E! Red Carpet today with a couple of your pals from Fashion Police. Who do you think was the best dressed there at the Oscars?
It's so hard to say because I've got to go home and do my research. I've got a lot of homework to do when I get home, so I should actually not be here right now.
Oh, you sound like you're enjoying it, though. Hey, you looked amazing. Your hair was off the hook. But I did love, you posted a pic of you farting only about 30 hours ago. Are you surprised that over 26,000 people liked your fart?
Well, that's the thing that I can't quite get my head around, because no one will ever admit to the natural things that human beings actually do. We all fart and we all and no one will ever admit it. And I actually really did, and someone took a picture of me as I did it, so I thought, why not? I'm human. But I love the fact that you're like, I'm talking about the Oscars. You can talk about any celebrity in the world and you talk about me farting.
Yeah, because it's heaps fun.
I'm a boy. I don't care about the fashion. The only thing that I did wonder was about Lady Gaga's outfit. What is she wearing now? Because today she looked like the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, I thought that was... I mean, what more do you want from Lady Gaga?
What about a worst dress, Kelly? Anyone that you absolutely detested on that ruby rug?
I've got to be really honest with you. Nothing I hated, but nothing I loved.
Do you know what? Hey, Kel, there's a couple of articles about something you said, because what I love about you...
Oh, God, what have I said now?
Well, you're totally honest, but you did say there are so few people who can rock red hair and be elegant, and the gingers of the world have gone, what?
Hello, my mother's a redhead. I know all about this. I'm probably going to end up a redhead myself. And if they've got a problem with it, they can f*** off.
Oh, no, we're not having a go at you. Don't worry. We think it's hilarious. I mean...
Oh, my God, they will find a problem in anything. Women love to complain, and so do men, but men are worse.
Do you think men are worse at complaining?
Okay, I'll put it in perspective for you. When you get a cold, it's just a cold. When a man gets a cold, they might as well be dying of Ebola.
It's called man flu, Kelly.
Yeah, well, it's really sad.
Hey, you know, this is the first Oscars, obviously, without beautiful Joan Rivers, and she was a great friend of our show. Would she have had a field day today, or would she have gone boring?
It was amazing that we highlighted her the way that we did tonight, and she was really missed.
Kelly, when you look around the party right now, who are you seeing? Can you give us a bit of a picture painting?
I see Julie Andrews. I see drag queens. My mother and my father. Kylie Minogue. Oh, yeah, she's amazing in her blue dress.
Oh.
Hey, Kel, there's that great story from you coming out to the Arias many years ago throwing bread rolls at...
Oh, the bread roll. Oh, don't even go down. It's bad, and it wasn't my fault.
It was.
Not my fault. I'm a foreigner. And I was 18, I think.
You were pegging Richard Wilkins, who's our red carpet reporter, with bread rolls from a distance. And that story lives in infamy.
It wasn't distance. It was like 6 foot.
The truth comes out.
But if someone just pointed to me and said, hey, throw a bread roll at him, I dare you. I was like, all right, I have no idea who he was. And to this day, I will always be known as the bread roll girl. So thank you, Australia.
Exactly right. Hey, a virtual high five for having an incredible day. You've got to be up early in the morning. No doubt you're having a few champagnes to celebrate. But thanks so much for chatting to us.
I wish.
Come on.
I wish I was having some virtual champagnes. But no, I have to be a professional and go home and go to bed.
Yeah,
she's right. A professional. You've got to give her that. Up at 5 tomorrow morning to digest all the fashions for us.
To be totally honest with you, it's not about being a professional. It's not my mum and dad here.
We all know what that's about. Thank you so much, Kelly. Have a good night.
And you have a good night. Love to speak to you guys. I can't wait to come back to Australia.
Yeah, we're baking the bread rolls as we speak.
Oh, yeah, the next one's going at your head, mate.
All right. Up next on The Scoopla Show with Jules Zunn and Emma Freedman, heavyweights from Channel 7, 9 and 10. They're going to battle it out for your attention with our Scoopla TV box off.